life. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, June 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. What I'm about to say on this microphone right now is my own personal opinion. Does not reflect on this radio station in any way, shape, or form. This is my syndicated show. I'm responsible for everything I'm going to say on this mic. I am sick and tired of politicians that will not face the people. You want to be an elected official. You want to be called congressman. You want to be called U.S. senator. You want to be called state representative. You expect us to support you financially, make calls, knock on doors, put up signs, and vote for you. At a bare minimum, cast a vote for you. And you have the arrogance and the audacity to be like Joe Biden back in 2020 running against Donald Trump. You don't have to come and face the people. You don't have to answer our questions. Folks, and I got a very simple question for you. I'm talking to you right now, my listeners. Why would you vote for somebody who will not face you? Somebody that will not come to a free public event, a debate between the candidates that are legally, lawfully on the ballot, even though some of them, I think, flat out lied to be on the ballot. Mike Rogers does not live in Michigan. Mike Rogers bought a 700-square-foot home in Coldwater, Michigan, that he doesn't even live in. The house is vacant. Go for yourself and check this out. Go to the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's website, mi.gov/SOS. Look up the U.S. Senate candidates. Look up their campaign finance reports. Look at their addresses. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell has her home address listed with the Secretary of State, as does Sandy Pensler in Grosse Pointe. Mike Rogers, out of all of the four Republicans and the two Democrats, Elisa Slotkin and Hill Harper, they all have their home addresses there. Mike Rogers has a P.O. box. You know why? Mike Rogers does not live in Michigan. He does not live here. You must live in the state that you run for U.S. Senate to represent. I don't believe Mike Rogers is even qualified to be on the ballot. Prove me wrong, Mike. When we talked on Mackinac Island back in September, you got my card. So did your campaign manager, Chris Gustafson, and I put it in your shirt pocket personally, and you said you'd come on this show. Still waiting, Mike. Now let's talk about another elected official, incumbent, Congressman Jack Bergman. Jack, I got a very simple question for you. Why won't you debate Josh Saul? We're hosting a debate. The radio station is hosting debate on Thursday, July the 11th in Gaylord at the Ellison Place. Right now, we scheduled it for the 105th, 106th, and 107th House District. I talked to Josh Saul last night as he got endorsed by the Antrim County Republican Party over Jack Bergman. I asked him point blank, Would you be willing to come to that same debate and debate Jack Bergman? He said, absolutely. I'll put it in my calendar right now, pull out his phone, and start it. Josh Saul is going to be there as well. Jack Bergman, this is your public constructive notice that you are hereby invited to debate Josh Saul on Thursday, July the 11th, in Gaylord, Michigan, at the Ellison Place. If you want to go first for your schedule, we'll put you up at 5 to 6. We'll move the whole event up an hour early just for the U.S. congressional race. County chairs of the district are asking the questions, not me, because I've already personally endorsed Josh Saul. I've already personally endorsed Neil Friske. I've already personally endorsed Todd Smallenberg, and I've already personally endorsed Christian Marcus. So I can't ask questions of the candidates and the elected officials. But I am reaching out to the county chairs. If you're a county chair in the 1st District, if you're a county chair in the 105th, 106th, 107th House District, you need to get a hold of me. We are going to come up with questions to ask the candidates by you, the county chairs, not by me, by you guys. The only thing I'm going to do is facilitate the Zoom video call with you chairs to get you guys, number one, if you don't know each other, to introduce you, and number two, for you guys to work out the questioning of the candidates. That's it. The only thing I'm going to be doing at the event is I'm keeping time. There will be rules for how many minutes to answer a question, a rebuttal, a challenge, and when the next office has to come up on stage. I'm going to be in charge of the clock. That's it. I'm not going to be asking questions. You guys don't show up. This is going to be on you. I'm sick and tired of you guys playing hide and go seek. You get elected, you parachute into the district every 2 years to get reelected, you send us your bullcrap mailers, you run some ads on TV, okay, and you think we're going to vote for you. Not this year. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, the people are fed up. The people want answers. Jack, explain why you voted for our government, taxpayer dollars, to fund sex change operations for military people, active and retired. Why'd you vote for it? Very simple question. Explain it to the people. Explain to the people, Jack Bergman, exactly why you voted to extend the FISA court. Spying on Americans with somebody that's got a political agenda from the FBI or the CIA, like Mike Rogers in the FBI or Lisa Slotkin in the CIA, why did you give them the power to surveil us citizens? Why did you vote to extend it, Jack? Why did you have your Star PAC with its mission statement to give money to veterans to run for elected office? That is the mission statement and political action committee operating statement you filed. And then you gave $5,000 to a non-veteran, Cam Kevin. Explain that, Jack. What is your solution regarding the spending in Washington, D.C.? You wanted to be Speaker of the House. You ran for it. For what, 2 hours? And realized you were going to get your butt kicked and removed your name from the running? What was your solution had you become the speaker for balancing our budget? Give us some substance, Jack. Can't even get you on the show, can't even get you to debate. A combat infantry man who was shot in the back, died 3 times on the table, does not have feelings in his legs, but yet he's learned how to walk. You won't face him? Really? Then why in the heck should anybody in the 1st District vote for you to be reelected this year in the August 6th primary? Answer that question, Jack. I have had it with these weak, embarrassing elected officials that will not face the people. If they won't face you, why are you voting for them? This event has been extended. It's not just going to be the 105th, 106th, and 107th House. It's going to be U.S. Congress. Let's see if Jack Bergman has the courage. Yes, that's right. I'm calling your courage into question, sir. Do you have the moral integrity to show up? Now, you can't claim that you didn't hear about this debate because I just told it to the entire listening audience. The eastern part of the UP, the northern part of the Lower Peninsula, roughly right now, probably 50, 60,000 people online between the apps and the website. I'm sure some Bergman lover out there is going to contact Congressman Bergman or James Hogue or Tony List. Maybe they've got Amelia Burns, their little staffer girl, listening to the show. You've heard and have been put on public constructive notice. There is going to be a debate on Thursday, July the 11th in Gaylord at the Ellison Place, and we are expanding it to cover the first district. So you can't say you didn't know anything about it. Certain counties have tried to set them up. Well, we haven't heard about it. We didn't know anything about it. You didn't check with us ahead of time to check the congressman's schedule. I don't give a crap about your schedule on July the 11th. Be there or there'll be an empty chair. It's that simple. And then I'm going to have a very simple question for the listening audience the next day on Friday, July the 12th. If they don't show up, then why are you voting for them? And tell everybody you know. The House races are going to be awesome. Well, now we're including the first congressional district. 5 to 6 on Thursday. Then we'll go with the 107th from 6 to 7, the 106th. From 7 to 8, in the 105th, the local race, from 8 to 9. Game on, people. Come join us. If you'd like the flyer, text me debate. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy at MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I don't normally do this, but Rob Burnell in Sheboygan, he said, Randy, we need to flood Bergman's phone lines and call them out on this. Why won't he debate? Rob, I just sent you a screenshot of the contact information I have stored in my phone for Congressman Jack Bergman. I took a screenshot of his cell text phone. I believe this is his right pocket phone. 906-250-3735. His TC office, 231-944-7633. His DC office in Washington, D.C., area code 202-225-4735. His staffer, Amelia Burns. Yes, the congressman's staffer that gets paid with our taxpayer dollars that is also the campaign treasurer for Parker Fairburn, the campaign treasurer for John DeMoose, the campaign treasurer for Cam Cavett, and of course, the campaign treasurer for Jack Bergman. Her number, 202-309-4654. And the email, jack@bergmanforcongress.com. That's his email address. I just took a screenshot of this contact. If you want it, text me Jack. Just text me Jack. And I'll forward this screenshot of my contact of all these numbers. Bergman's personal cell phone, his TC office, his Washington, D.C. office, Amelia Burns, his staffer, and his email address. Why won't he debate Josh Saul? Thursday, July the 11th, 5 to 6 p.m. in Gaylord. Why? Why, Jack? Ask him that question. The radio station owned by Victoria Bishop is hosting it with the Ellison Place. Trucker Randy is not going to be asking any questions. I cannot be the moderator of this debate in any way, shape, or form. I would love to, but I can't because I made personal endorsements of these other candidates. Josh Saul for Congress, Neil Friske in the 107th, Todd Smallenberg in the 106th, and Kristen Marcus in the 105th. We need change, folks. We need to change the direction of Washington and Lansing. and we need more people like Neil Frisky to join him. That's why I've endorsed him. But again, I'm not going to be part of the debate. I will not be asking any questions. I will be keeping time. I will open it up and I will close it. That's it. What goes on with the questioning is going to be outside my control. I will be acting more or less like a parliamentarian. I will be running the time clock, and I will be informing people as to how many seconds they have left to wrap up their answers, their rebuttals, their challenges. That's it. It will be by my timer on my cell phone. That's it. So you want Jack Bergman's personal contact information? Text me Jack. I don't want send me info for Bergman. I don't want anything. I want Jack. That's all I want. One word. Because you show up in my unread messages, and when I see Jack, I click on you and I send you the screenshot. Don't send me long word statements. Jack. That's all I want. Right now I've got 37 unread messages. Now I got 41. Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to do this at the top of the hour, at the news break. We need to call. We need to text him. We need to call his office in Traverse City, Washington, D.C. Send him an email. The radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, is hosting a debate Thursday, July the 11th. You know what? I will send you the flyer as well. I will send you the flyer for the location. I'm going to have to redo it because I didn't include the first congressional district when I did the original flyer. I'll change it later tonight when I get back from finishing, God willing, Vicky signs. This has got to stop, people. They got to stop hiding from us, the people, if they expect us to vote for them. It's that simple. You don't show up to a free event, completely free, guys, free to the public, free to Bergman, free to Josh Saul. We're just adding them in. The venue is covered. That's all we're doing. Neil Frisky, Todd Smallenberg, Kristen Marcus, and the radio station has covered the venue. Now it's free for you guys. No excuse. Show up or people won't vote for you. It's that simple. This is that simple. As a matter of fact, you can even forward this flyer if you want to Bergman's cell phone. When you get the flyer in your phone, click on it and save it. And then you can forward it to Bergman's cell phone yourself. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents